Gay, Don and Mike Show.
Shall we begin?
Just doesn't feel like we're on TV.
No, it takes a lot of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
No, I'm very, very shy.
Well, what would you do with a brain if you had one?
Wheels are spinning in my mind.
Yep. I guess I'm just a take-charge kind of guy. A man of vision and of scopes, know what I mean?
What the stink are they doing in there?
Hi, this is Harv Moore, the boy next door, the morning mayor, and I never listen to the Don and Mike Show.
This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike on WJFK.
Hi, this is Donna DeLore with Madonna, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mira. Strike a pose.
Hi, this is Elton John. I never, ever listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mira. Never.
Hi, this is Donny Osmond, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. Myria? O'Meara. Excuse me, Mike.
This happened last time also.
Yeah. We collaborated on the Herman's Hermit sweater.
The collaboration was me going, no, no, no.
Oh. Now the truth comes out.
No, you said Herman's Hermits. I said another group, and you said Herman's
Hermits. Yeah, because Herman's Hermits was funnier than the other band.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's funny is they really fight like this.
I've got to ask you guys about this one.
All right.
They ran at Churchill Downs.
That's all mine.
Came in second. Paid $380. Simply that. The Don and Mike Show. Sherry, they're talking about horse racing. Downs.
It's a long shot, and we argued
Sherry didn't
about
know what they were talking about.
We argued in front of the interns about this. We even drugged the interns into this one. I still stand by that as a good bumper.
You do? You really stand by that?
Yeah.
This is your chance to come clean on it, you know.
Maybe not to all of us, but there is one person out there right now that's dying. They think it's the funniest thing
ever. You mean
one
of our listeners that plays the horses a lot?
Yeah. You know.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's wait for that listener to call in, then.
All right.
Let's just wait for that listener to call in.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You play the horses?
Nope. I'm sorry.
Oops. Ow.
There's a call coming in from Pimlico right now.
I don't see the lines throbbing with calls
You're
at this moment.
You're not allowing for the delay, obviously.
Oh, I'm not.
No.
Here All right. Come. Any Hialeah calls that are coming in right now?
All right. Perhaps it was a little late into the evening on that one. Right, that is towards the end of the list.
Hello. Oh, there you go. We had one of them there. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
The Churchill Downs one?
Yeah, I like that one.
No way.
Are you a horse player, sir?
Well, I don't play a lot, but I used to go to the track quite a bit.
See, it's a guy that goes to the track. Okay, so you found
him. I watch the big races on TV.
Watch the big races on TV.
Yeah.
Three times a year.
Thank you.
4 times a year, I got it.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
And they're off. See, there you go.
And they're off and running.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Yes, I am.
How you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
The Churchill Downs one sucked.
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
Well, we have another one for you, though.
Oh, another one. Okay.
Don and Mike, proctologist to the stars.
Well, see, that's simple, but
but funny.
Now, don't get discouraged because
we
automatically laughed at that and we couldn't help ourselves.
Don't get discouraged just because some guy who just listens to the show calls and had a better one than you
got.
Yeah, 25 on short notice.
Dealing with him at the same time.
Me, I'm the bad guy.
Hey, thanks.
I'll send you guys a bunch of them.
All right, hey, please do.
Yeah,
please
send those attention, Chris, okay?
Thank you.
Attention, Chris.
All right,
bye.
Go get the voice guy
to the stars. I mean, you can't miss with that.
Funny.
You go right for the butt. Funny.
Funny stuff. All right, get out of here, you guys. Here's your list.
Thank you.
Have them all cut anyway.
Of course.
Just have them all cut. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No more for me, thanks. I'm
Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, we miss you down in Charlottesville.
Yes, we were canceled in Charlottesville, Virginia due to pressure from church groups.
Yeah, those church groups, you know, they can sidetrack us occasionally.
Well, that's not what they told me. I talked to the GM Monday. Who was a real jerk, by the way.
Yeah.
And
that's what we read in the newspaper.
He said it was because of pure numbers, but...
Pure numbers. I'll tell you something about Charlottesville, Virginia. That market is not rated by Arbitron.
Yeah.
They don't have... Charlottesville, Virginia is such a small town, they don't have ratings there.
That's what I thought. And if he was worried about numbers, what he replaced you with, you know, which is automated oldies, I don't think that's going to get him any numbers
either.
Well,
the thing is that they don't get numbers there, so that he was basically lying.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
We read an article that was in the newspaper yesterday that said that he had different moral standards than we did. He considered himself to be a conservative.
Right.
And that they had lots of complaints from church groups. And then the story that I had heard last Friday from our network, Westwood One, Thank you, Mike. The story I had heard is that the owner of the station was in town and heard part of the show with Dennis Murphy and Denise, and he went in and said, take that show off right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but I wanted to let you guys know how much we miss you, and personally, myself, what I did today was take off work this afternoon, hopped in my car, tuned in 106.7, and just drove north until I could pick you up.
Charlottesville, Virginia is what, like an hour away from Washington, an hour and a half, something like that?
Close to 2 hours, really, from the district.
Well, then I don't think that it'll be too much of a hassle for you every day to get in your car and drive for 2 hours.
No, I don't mind losing 4 hours, pay to hear you guys.
Do you think you can work an arrangement out with your boss where you can do that every single day of the week?
I tell you, Don and Mike, I would if I could.
All right, listen, we do appreciate it, my friend.
You think there's any chance at all you guys might find another station down here?
Well, to be honest with you, the company, Westwood One, they look for stations that are in rated markets. The only reason that we were even in Charlottesville is because it's a couple hours from Washington, and they had called Westwood One, so I'm sad to tell you that, no, there are no active plans. I mean, I think there's only like 3 radio stations in Charlottesville, Virginia.
That's right.
A much better chance of hearing this show in Richmond than in Charlottesville.
Coming very soon to Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, really?
Yes, and listen, don't let them tell you that crap about the ratings. Because
that's the line the guy fed me, but he was very apathetic. He didn't want to hear what I had to say. Anyway.
Not even rated. As a matter of fact, they were so gung-ho on this show, everybody except for the owner, that they even picked up the extra half hour from 2:30 to 3.
I asked him that, and I pointed that out, and he didn't want to hear it.
Yeah, it was the owner coming into town and
hearing something he didn't like.
Yeah.
And apparently, it's probably his church group that got into it.
That sounds about right. Maybe one day, if you guys get some time, you can call him up and cut him up on the air.
Well, you know, we got so many other general managers to talk to, sir. We'd rather talk to the general managers that are currently airing the show than some idiot that canceled the show.
Yeah.
In an unrated market, for goodness sakes.
My sentiments, exactly.
But listen, thanks for the support. We really do appreciate it. Okay.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. So what's 4 hours a day to drive to hear the show,
Why not?
Small price to pay. But that you know, in one way, that is very true that I will tell anybody listening to this show, with special emphasis put on Tampa Bay,
mm-hmm.
that if you like the show and if you want it to stay, you got to give us the ratings.
Yeah, you bet.
And that's plain and simple. That's how all radio shows stay on the air. That's how we were able to get a syndication deal, because we had really good ratings from our fans here in Washington, D.C.
There are exceptions in small towns like Charlottesville, but, you know, in many places, many cities that we're on, you actually have to have the ratings, and it's basic numbers. That's what they do.
You know, as I look down the list of the stations here, I see in Baltimore, we have great ratings in Baltimore. We have number one ratings in Miami, Florida. Our ratings are up, up, up in Indianapolis. The reason the station in Mobile, Alabama went to all 4 hours is because we were the only 3 hours on the station that had any ratings.
Mm-hmm.
In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, our ratings up, up, up. They put us on FM and on AM. Worcester, Massachusetts, ratings up. Sacramento, California, ratings up. Fresno, California, we are trending up. Denver, Colorado, our biggest growth market.
Mm-hmm.
We got lots of ratings in Denver. Cleveland, you got to give us some ratings in Cleveland.
In Denver, we're growing faster than the airport.
Yes, we are, Mike. Yes, we are.
Yeah, that automated baggage handling system. That's a winner.
So listen, it all does hinge on ratings, but on the other hand, you know, we have a lot of small markets. I'll tell you, for instance, it really doesn't matter in Burlington, Iowa, where the ratings are.
We love the people in Burlington.
Yeah, but that's one of the smaller markets that I don't even know if it's ranked by Arbitron. I don't even know if they get ratings there.
But we've got sexy senior citizens out there.
Oh, you're damn right.
Mm-hmm.
Same for Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I don't know if they got ratings there. I don't know if they got ratings in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Right.
I don't know. A lot of these markets, we've got, the way the show is set up right now, we've had really weird growth through the last year. We are in, I think, 10 of the top 25 markets.
Right.
Then we're in 10 more markets from market number 25 to market number 60. And then we're like in 5 or 6 markets that are below number 200.
Yeah, we take anything we can get.
Yeah, basically that's the philosophy. I wasn't going to say that, Mike, but that basically is our philosophy.
What the heck?
So we're always looking to fill in the holes, and we were very glad. Rochester, New York, which is market, if you're ranking the markets as far as size, market number 50.
Mm-hmm.
It's halfway there in the biggest 100 cities in America. Rochester, New York, a station that had canceled the show and then had a change of heart. Let's call that general manager right now.
The guy that we have been informed is a radio guy.
A real puker, Mike.
Yep.
One of those guys that sounds like he's got a hanger in his mouth. A clothes hanger.
Be a miracle if we like him.
I guarantee we won't. He canceled the show.
That's right. Let's just remember that, even if we start to like him.
No, I don't think that's possible. Diana tells me, though, that he is ready to admit his mistake.
Well, that's good.
Say it's the biggest mistake of his radio career.
We'd accept nothing less.
And his name is, I don't know, I lost his name.
Weasel?
His name, Johnny a Douchebag. the general manager of WHTK, no, JD the DJ, Johnny Douchebag with you. Good afternoon.
It sounds like they're right on the phones. Right on the phones, get ready to take the call.
I am calling the business line of this radio station.
Hey, Johnny.
Johnny. All right, let me redial.
What a bag.
716-454.
Yeah, I've heard that about Johnny. He is such a bag.
JD, the DJ. Hey, kids, got some Halloween bags for you. We'll be giving away.
Hey, Sam and Hot Talk Department, may I help you?
Yes, hello. This is Don and Mike. Can we speak to Jeff Hollett, please?
Uh-huh. Yes, hold on, please.
Thank you.
Almost let us off with just an uh-huh.
A half mile of selection and service.
What is this? They own more than one station?
Yeah.
Hello?
Is this Jeff?
Who's this?
This is Don and Mike.
Hold on. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Is this Jeff?
Yes, it is.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm delighted to have your show back on the radio.
Well, that's fantastic. We're just pleased as punch to be back on your radio station, Jeff.
But listen, between you and me, though, it's a ploy, right? I mean, I'm all for ploys to get higher ratings. But what you got to do if you're going to do something like this, you got to call us and tell us first.
Well, guys, this isn't a ploy. I got to tell you, we didn't know you had as many listeners as you have.
you are a super puker.
We had no idea. I guess after they started backing your door down, that's when you decided to make the move to put us back on?
I'm so glad I was here for the call.
So glad. So listen, what kind of guarantee do we have from you now, Jeff, that you're not going to get another wild hair and yank the show again?
By the way, today, because of the bringing you guys back, we had to knock off 2 hours of G. Gordon Liddy, and he's sending a hit squad up here, he says.
Funny. Damn right he's funny. Man, you know, my advice to you would be pull an air shift yourself there. You know, maybe you could come on after us.
Yeah, so we just don't want you screwing with our show anymore, Jeff.
Listen. All kidding aside, you know, we really do respect our listeners up there. We have no respect for you, but we have total respect for the people that listen to our show, the people that have called your station when you had us on at night, had it moved to the afternoon.
That's right.
The people that now, when you did this, as I read in the newspaper, you said it's the biggest mistake of your career.
That's right.
You see, Jeff, we...
Before cutting back Liddy to 2 hours.
Yeah, Jeff, we just don't want you to mess with our listeners, you see.
That's right, Jeff.
That's the whole
so
idea.
Will you promise us now that you won't?
Hey, guys, seriously?
Seriously, Jeff.
Seriously, guys.
Be honest with us
in
now.
In the eyes. Look us in the eyes, Jeff.
Hey, seriously.
Yes.
You guys have an incredibly loyal following up here in Rochester.
Yeah, wow. Right.
Yeah, we know that.
It's 3,000 phone calls, full-page ad in the newspaper by some listener.
That's right. Her name is Alice, a wonderful lady.
Nice lady.
She says you wouldn't return her call, though.
Well, hey,
you a piece of garbage.
I met you guys at the Super Bowl.
Oh, did you?
And coming off that meeting, I also recommended you to a couple of other radio stations, and one of them I know out in Worcester, Double X, has picked you up since then.
Oh, so now we should be your big friend?
Yeah, we're friends now.
No, we're not.
Jeff, let's point something out about the station in Worcester. They never canceled the show once. You've done that already. You understand?
Hey, guys, I'm real sorry. Hey guys, I'm on my knees begging forgiveness.
All right, listen, just promise me you won't do anything dumb like cancel it again, okay?
I promise.
All right. I mean, you got a bunch of other shows that you can cancel, for goodness sakes. Cancel one of them. Don't cancel us.
Hey, you guys have a long-term contract up here.
Yeah, another week-to-week contract with the good people at WHTK. All right, Jeff.
Hey, best of luck, guys.
Jeff.
We're glad to have you back.
Hey, Jeff, honor and a pleasure. It was an honor and a pleasure speaking with you.
Oh, you guys are great.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Jeff. Bye. There he is. Johnny Douchebag, the general manager of our radio station in Rochester, New York.
Probably, in my estimation, one of the most satisfying calls we've ever had one of those guys.
That's a total stunt. I guarantee you. Listen, that is a total stunt. Well, it worked out for him because he got some press on it, and we're back on in Rochester. Glad to be back. Super to be back out in Rochester. You've got one heck of a following. 3,000 calls and a half-page ad.
Hey, it's almost the weekend.
Tell your boss to shove it. 5 o'clock whistle coming up.
Woo!
We've got a break. We'll be right back. Got to pay some bills. See you on the other side of these important messages.
Microphone check, 1, 2, 3.
Radio gods, Don and Mike. WJFK's The Grease Man.
Yeah, I'm looking for any excuse, because I wanted to cut him down, leave bodies stacked like cordwood, and take a sweet helicopter ride back to the base camp and have me a cold.
Who am I?
Grease Man.
Where will it end?
Here.
Same bat time.
97.
What will people say?
On WJF. The station, WJFK.
4:06, good guy time. Here's Sherry Licker, good guy. Hi, Cher.
Hi, Don and Mike. Interloop of the Beltway, your delays begin at the toll road, extend over to Connecticut Avenue, the scene of that earlier accident. That's been cleared, but along all lanes open. Southbound 270 at 118, an accident now blocks the left lane there. Northbound 355 at White Flint, an accident in the right lane. The outer loop of the Beltway slows at Telegraph Road for the Wilson Bridge. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Somewhere between good touch and bad touch. The Don and Mike Show.
JD the DJ. Back on great radio stations across America like these. KEYQ, Fresno, California. K-Play, KPLY, Reno, Nevada. And the Big 13, WJFK AM, Baltimore. We'll get to some of your phone calls. We'll get to some of your phone calls this hour. Also, news with radio's Buzz Burbank. Today's the day we're going to talk to the brand new Elvis guy.
Yeah, man.
The guy who we think can take Major Bill's spot on the show, although no one can take Major Bill's spot on this show.
We hear this guy's pretty good. We hear he'll knock your teeth out.
He's... It's like they had to do Elvis. He's a real believer that there was a wax dummy inside the casket there at Graceland, just like Major Bill Smith believed.
And isn't the latest information that the wax dummy is sweating?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's sweating. Also today, perhaps if we have time, gosh, I don't know, maybe the return of Honk for Cash?
Nah.
I got a Donnie countdown here for you. Mm-hmm. We've got a radio station in Ohio that has been playing the same song for 31 straight days, Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Mm-hmm.
Chance to call them. And I also see now we have calls from some of our other affiliate cities with questions about how the show is handled there. So let's see. We got a caller from Rio, caller from Cleveland, caller from Indianapolis. First, let's go to Reno. Hello, Reno, Nevada.
Hi, guys.
Hi, baby.
Oh, it is so good to hear you again. It has been so empty without you.
Oh, did you just find us?
Yes. In fact, I found you because I called in to get your address to send you an editorial that I did slamming the people at Jaws. And your people told me that you're back on.
Well, then I think that our new station in Reno needs to do some kind of mass marketing.
Think so, too. But
if you don't know.
But I'm going to tell everybody I know you're back and give them the station because it's just wonderful to hear you.
Here's our producer, Artie Silman. Yes, Artie.
The fine people at KPOI have been in contact with me, and they are starting a massive campaign.
That's fantastic. I hope we've got you all 4 hours because it's really great to hear your voice.
You got it.
Yeah. I love the sound of that. A massive campaign.
Well, remember, Mike, it's massive.
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 That last day on Jaws when you had that telephone survey, I cried.
Oh, isn't that nice of you?
It was so sad.
Well, we're sure glad to be back.
But I'm glad you're back.
We've been back for a while. So
but I just found out.
You've missed some good stuff.
I know.
All right,
I'm not going to miss any more. I hope we've got you all 4 hours.
Sit by your radio, get a notepad, write down everything. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
We do appreciate it. Bye-bye. Okay, now to Cleveland. You know, a lot of times when a radio station says they're going to start a massive promotional campaign, a lot of times all that means is that they're going to like run an ad in the Shopper's newspaper that you get free at the grocery store,
or they have an intern out in a parking lot at a Safeway, and they just have flyers
or sandwich board. Some moron in a clown suit with a sandwich board saying, "Listen to our radio station."
How are you, sir? Before you put your groceries in your car, have you heard about the Don and Mike Show?
So let's reserve judgment before we hear about that massive media campaign. Hello, Cleveland. You're on the air. Cleveland! Oh, I was waiting for you. You're gone. Indianapolis.
No, this is Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland. Hello, Cleveland.
How you doing?
Hi, doing great.
Hey, you guys, I can't believe you guys
don't do as well as you should. There's nothing here in the afternoon in Cleveland.
Well, listen, we've only been on in Cleveveland for 60 days.
Oh, is that all?
And,
I just found you guys. You guys are funny.
And our show will take, for all the stations that are picking up the show, it takes us at least a year to make a dent in the ratings. But you got to do it the way they do it here in Washington. You just got to put it on and let it go. Don't worry about when the commercials come up. Don't worry about the complaint calls you get. Because if you just put the show on and let it go, we will give you the most loyal, the most dedicated, the longest time spent listening audience in the history of radio.
Well, I tell you what, you guys should have no problem here in the afternoon, especially in the 3 o'clock time slot, because there's these other guys on the dial that are just so lame. Jeff and Flash, boy, are they lame.
I love DJ names.
Jeff and Flash with you.
It's great here. You know, we just flew in from Rochester where we were visiting with our brother.
Johnny Douchebag.
Those guys run the FM station in the morning. They couldn't make it, so now they're on the AM station. They're still doing the same stupid bits.
We have big plans for Cleveland. Cleveland's another one of the stations that started taking the show in a three-hour form, and they opened it up to 4 hours, so we're glad to be on there. We think within 6-7 months we'll start to make a move there in Cleveland.
Well, I'll be your campaign manager. You guys are great.
Get yourself a sandwich board, my friend. Put on a clown suit. Get some flyers.
All right.
And thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Bye.
And when we tell people to put on a clown suit, I mean, that's good, because for many of our listeners, it's not an effort because they already own a clown suit.
John Wayne Gacy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Lee from Indianapolis.
Yes, here. Hey.
Sitting on station managers, why don't you work on the lady here in Indianapolis?
I know. That is an excellent idea.
Mm-hmm.
Start as soon as you can, because we're getting a lot of flack here from people that want to hear Don and Mike the last hour and can't hear you.
Yeah, Indianapolis, the only major market that still does not take this show in its entire form. You know, we will do that right now, my friend.
I appreciate it.
Right this second, we'll call that girl program director.
Pam.
Thank you.
Pam Farron.
Thank you. Here we go. All right.
Now
317.
We've had contact with Pam in the past. She's not as much of a puker as that gentleman from Rochester.
She's all lacy and frilly. Very pretty. Dressed like one of the ladies in Gone to the Wind, Pam Farron.
She's the princess in the pea.
Wearing her
Q95X103.
Wearing her poodle skirt. Hello, this is Don and Mike. Is Pam Farron there?
Hold on.
Hi. Hey, we know you, don't we?
No, you don't know me. You had me fired. I'm not here anymore.
Oh, hey. Well, they hired you back, huh?
You want Pam Farron?
Oh yes, I want her.
She doesn't have a poodle skirt on. She doesn't even own one.
Sure, she does. She dresses like a princess from Father Knows Best, doesn't she?
Does not.
She does, too.
No.
Is she, her hair, it's a bob, right? It's
no.
A little bob.
Doesn't she look just like Jan Brady?
No.
Is she wearing pearls?
No.
June Cleaver.
Honey, I'm home.
Are her nails immaculately done? Please, don't bother me now. I'm painting my toenails.
I understand they had to have a kitchen moved in where she could do some baking.
Doing dog in New Orleans.
You know, she told you one time who she looked like. Do you remember?
No.
Who?
Lady Di. Princess Diana, I guess, is the right way to say it.
Mm. Wow.
Well,
perhaps we'll have to have a one-on-one, face-to-face meeting.
Hello, Pam. This is JD, the DJ. Now, come on, Pam. Pick up the phone. And we're finally here to get our business done in Indianapolis. Which, incidentally, is an Arbitron-rated market, and where our ratings are up substantially.
She's probably finishing up some business. Just one or two more stitches. She's doing a little needlepoint. Making one of those little home sweet home things that goes in the frame, the wooden frame.
Making a WNDE quilt. You know, I bet we got this all wrong. I bet she's like a Quaker.
Right.
She's an Amish. She's like an Amish lady.
Wearing the bonnet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that movie with Harrison Ford, Witness.
Pam Farron's not answering my page.
She's in the building, though, right?
I don't know that for sure.
Oh.
Maybe she's under the dryer.
No, she's not in the dryer.
She baking for the whole staff?
No. We went through that before, you know what I said.
Hey, listen, can you find her for us, please?
I'm going to try. Can you hold on?
What's your general manager's name there? Maybe it's time to go over Pam's head.
You want to go to Chris Wheat?
Chris Wheat?
Chris Wheat.
Yeah, Chris Wheat.
You know, I think, hey, how long has that guy worked at that station?
Many, many years.
Because, you know, I think I may have known him when I worked at the station.
Well, let's get to him right
it's
now. If you've got
possible.
A connection there.
Let's bring his office, see what happens here.
Thank you.
You didn't burn the bridge, did you? Oh, really?
No, this is one of the stations that I had a major burnout with. Hello, Don and Mike here. Is the general manager there?
No, he has stepped out.
Mr.
Of
Wheat,
the building.
Mr. Wheat is not in?
He is out of the building.
Would you happen to know where Pam Farron is?
No, I haven't seen her recently.
Listen, Who the heck is running the candy store today?
Well, of course I am.
You are. Well, listen, I got a question for you then. How come our show's not on for all 4 hours there on WNDE?
That is a question that you need to pose of Pam Farron.
Oh, see, why don't you just make the decision? They're not there right now. You're in charge now. You're in control.
I think I should say, yeah, guys, go ahead. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Listen, we don't really, to be honest with you, we don't understand how come Indianapolis is the only city, the only major market that doesn't air the whole show now.
We are the only station, right?
The only one, yes. And I can't tell you, our feelings are terribly hurt by this.
Well, I can understand that.
Terribly hurt.
I can understand that, you know.
And, you know, I used to work at this stupid station. I used to work at your stupid station back when they played records. I did. I worked there back in 1979.
Well, you know, my best suggestion to you is to put on your best sales pitch to Pam Farron.
Is Pam, now where is Pam right now?
I don't know. I haven't seen her. But then it's not my day to watch her, okay?
Is she in the kitchen at the station?
You know, I don't know.
Have you checked her sewing machine?
No.
Trying to think of all the stereotypes.
Is she pregnant?
I was just going to say,
I haven't asked her recently, but, you know, I'll probably check in with that in the next day or so. Check and see what's happening there.
Barefoot and pregnant. Well, listen, we got a lot of fans in Indianapolis, and we've been talking about calling Pam for the longest time, and we just want to get our whole show on there in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And tell Mr. Wheat that he should do it sooner. He'll be toast.
Okay.
And tell him that message comes from J.D.
I'll tell him.
Okay?
All right.
Hey, put me back to the front desk, would you?
Oh, sure.
Thanks. All right, now we'll see if we can find out where Pam is.
La-da-da. She's just back there going, la-la-lee, la-la-la.
Hey, do you know where Pam is? It's us again.
I can't find her.
Doe, a deer, a female deer.
Yeah, she's wearing the Sound of Music
Sound of Music.
She's got a bunch of children back there, and she's going, la-la-la-la, which will bring us back to...
Fraulein Farron! You don't know where she is?
No, possibly in production or something.
Why don't you put me into the production room, please?
Because I can't. She's doing her taping now.
What is she taping
doing
in there?
Taping? That's man's work.
No, it is not.
What is she taping? What is she taping, like the Geraldo show?
I don't know. I don't know.
And they're taping one of her favorite soap operas?
Well, will you hold on and I'll see if I can find
No, maybe. I know what she's doing right now. She's watching Oprah, isn't she? It's Oprah time. It's Oprah time.
You want to hold on?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
No, she's taping. What she's doing is she's taking scotch tape, and she's putting some of the children's, you know, pictures that they did at school on the refrigerator.
Seriously, Mike, I know what she's doing. She's making a birdhouse, and she's making it out of popsicle sticks. That's going to be what they do at the staff meeting this week. The big WNDE DJ staff meeting. It's Arts and Crafts Day with Pam Farron. Pam Farron, the girl program director.
She's taping pie tins to the door with little faces on them. With they're kitten faces with little pipe cleaner whiskers.
Yeah.
Just and sitting there going, la, 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 la.
And I wonder, when are they going to be doing the macaroni art again? That was always my favorite.
Pam's a great one for macaroni art.
Oh, yeah. She's not much when it comes to being a program director. But boy, can she cook a rib roast. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Sunday dinner at Pam's?
Have you ever had her meatloaf?
It's wonderful.
Fantastic. You know, I, for one, am surprised that Pam hasn't got herself a man yet.
That's amazing. That's amazing. You know what the key she told me to that meatloaf? Onion soup.
The Lipton onion soup mix. Oh,
she's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, we've all been wondering what it is with Pam, though.
Do you like, does she make it for you? When she makes it for you, does she put the Hunt's tomato sauce on top of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like mine plain.
Well, you do. Well, we're so different. But, you know, she's very accommodating like that.
She sure. Tell me about it. After the meatloaf, it's dessert time.
Oh, mommy. Mommy Farron.
She can do things with Cool Whip you wouldn't believe.
This is real respect. We are calling on our national radio show now to talk to our emissary at our Indianapolis affiliate, mm-hmm. and we're having to listen to bad classic rock music on hold.
You know who came up with the idea of layered Jell-O?
Pam Farron.
That's right.
Pam Farron.
One layer of strawberry.
She loves her Jell-O molds.
Oh, she's great. And she also put the fruit in them, little pieces of pineapple, chunks of pineapple and pear. God, that's delicious. And a little cream cheese, and you can put that into the mold, and then you've got just a wonderful summertime treat.
Have you ever had Pam's Pigs in a Blanket? Oh, God. Enough to make you squeal. Squeal with delight. She is such a homemaker. I'll say it again. I can't believe she hasn't got herself a man yet. I've heard the stories about her, okay? I'm not going to say nothing. I ain't saying nothing. But, yes?
Hey, Pam's unavailable right now. She can't come out of the conference room.
Can't come out of the... Why? What is she doing? Is she clipping coupons?
Perhaps.
Well, listen, will you just tell her that the two most important men in her life are trying to reach her?
Okay, I'll tell her.
Okay, and that's men. Maybe that'll get her attention.
Okay.
Two men.
Yeah.
I'll tell her the men part.
She's not taping, though. She's not taping anything to the wall.
Two strong men.
Real men.
Okay, gotcha.
Two men.
Men, 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 men,
men, men, men, men, we are men. Men.
Okay, men, have a good afternoon.
All right, goodbye.
Yes, yeah, bye.
See, that's what happens. Listen, that's what happens. No offense, Sherry. That's what happens when you put a woman in charge.
Yeah, that's it.
Let me just say, we wouldn't have those problems if Johnny Douchebag from Rochester was in charge of that radio station. You wouldn't have those problems.
We'd be on for the whole 4 hours in Indy.
Well, we will get on that. Perhaps Pam will call us back, and perhaps she won't. Oh, here's a fax we just got from a couple of guys, as a matter of fact, in Indianapolis. Randy and Dennis, they heard the bumpers that Robbie and Stippy wrote, and they came up with some better ones.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and some of these are pretty good. It's radio country style.
All right.
Don and Mike. Please stop the monkeys. It's Don and Mike.
There you go. That's good.
More fun than a buttload of tiny carrots. Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And now co-chairman of the Mark Russell Fan Club. Don and Mike. Because of you, they'll be right over. Here's Don and Mike. That's a good one. Amazing one.
That's excellent.
If you like your radio Danny Thomas style, it's time for more with Don and Mike.
All right.
Purveyors of fine pornography. Here's Don and Mike. Yeah, this guy gets a job on the show as our new assistant.
He's a good writer.
Thanks. Those are good bumpers.
Those are good bumper.
We got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We have the opportunity to tap the mother lode, as it were.
Howard Stern, Don and Mike, G. Gordon Liddy, The Grease Man, all day, every waking moment.
But who is this?
JFK. If you only got a minor dose of the major league, get ready to hit a homer.
Dope!
With The Simpsons.
I'll make it with you wild.
Every weeknight at 7, it's the biggest hit of the season.
Homer?
Whoa, what a foul. Heads up for The Simpsons. They're Washington's new nightly pastime.
It's good! It's good!
They're in a league of their own.
Ain't it the truth?
Every weeknight at 7, only on Fox 5.
Every generation or so, a new invention, a new discovery, a new breakthrough of some kind takes place that changes the world as we know it.
Around the turn of the century, it was the automobile.
Hey, Robert Stack, how you doing?
In the 40s, it was the atomic bomb.
How's Gene Baxter doing?
Gene Baxter was lying. And today, well, we have to say it's Buckler.
How about Kevin Ryder?
Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder were lying.
That's right. Buckler actually tastes that good. Normally, you'd expect to hear news like this on the nightly news or the paper, maybe even from your folks, but we felt that you have a right to know now, Mr. Stack.
The mystery is, all we can tell you, is that Buckler's are crisp, refreshing, and it's brewed by the people who make Heineken.
Perhaps that can account for its smooth, beer-like quality. Who knows?
Gene Baxter and Michael Ryder were lying. Or Kevin Ryder.
B-U-C-K-L-E-R, Buckler. The only thing closer to beer is beer.
Imported by Van Munchingen Company in New York, New York. They're lying.
This is the station.
We're on the air again.
With all the cool shows.
Always love to hear them.
Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon. G. Gordon Liddy midday. The Grease Man at night. WJFK.
427. Here's traffic with Sherry Licker. Kind of wet out there, huh, Cher?
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike. This traffic report is brought to you by Amoco. You expect more from a leader. Inner loop of the Beltway, very heavy this afternoon. There is an accident under the GW Parkway in the left lane. Delays begin back at the toll road on the inner loop. Southbound 270 before 118. Watch for an accident now blocking two left lanes. Northbound 270 after Montgomery Village, you're going to find some heavy traffic starting there. Outer loop of the Beltway slows at Van Dorn if you're headed for the Wilson Bridge. Southbound 95 is slow now from the Franconia Springfield Parkway down to the Occoquan River. Want to eliminate performance anxiety? Use Crystal Clear Amoco Ultimate. Refined an extra step to remove impurities that can rob your engine of performance. Amoco Ultimate, you expect more from a leader. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
The station with less BS.
Yeah, buddy.
WJFK.
Price, service, and selection. Country style.
If stupidity were bricks, they would have built something by now. More with Don and Mike.
Howdy, hi. Thank you for listening. Today is Thursday, 22nd of September. Birthdays today. Tommy Lasorda. Look at that Slim Fast. Really working out for you, Tommy. He's another one of those guys. I'll say this. He's lost weight since he's been on the Slim Fast program.
Well, he gained a bit of it back, didn't he?
But yeah, I saw him being interviewed on ESPN about the baseball strike the other day and looked just as big as ever.
Now, Willard has kept the weight off. Willard has actually kept some of the weight off. I saw him this week, and he looked like the same old Willard. But they're still running those Carnival Cruise commercials. You know where Willard's on the boat with Kathy Lee, and he's
where
all
she's
fat.
Pregnant. Where Kathy Lee is huge because she's fat also.
And she says, will you have room? And he says, what are you, a comic? And I mean, he's huge.
But Willard's another one of those guys. He's almost like Roger Ebert. I see Roger Ebert on television, and he says when he's on Letterman, Dave, look at me, I've lost 50 pounds.
Right.
And he looks exactly the same. Same with Willard Scott. Looks just as fat to me.
He does.
And Tommy Lasorda, too. All of them. And Sherry Belafonte. She does the commercials for Slim Fast, too.
Yes, she does.
Although she certainly does not look fat.
No, no, no.
Sherry Belafonte is 40 today. Tommy Lasorda, 67. Debbie Boone, 38. Joan Jett. 34 today. Joan Jett. She is trying to clean herself up. She is trying to give herself a more high-tech, glamorous image.
Still a good rocker. I like Joan Jett.
And when you're talking talented, Mike, I think you're starting to end the conversation, Mr. Scott Baio. Scott Baio.
Baio. What does it matter?
Charles in Charge. What an excellent show that was. 33. I like Charles. That can confirm that his beans are less gassy. And as a matter of fact, he's also come up with a little device that can actually, it's kind of like a speedometer for your butt.
Right.
You can find out how fast. He says that he farts at 15 miles per hour.
Can you get him at sporting goods store?
The Jerry Seinfeld blooper tape. Let's listen and hear if it's any good.
No, I don't want it. I'll take it. No, I'll take it. What is it? Here you go.
Cigars?
Yeah, Cubans.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the kind that Castro smoked. You can't buy them anywhere.
Castro, huh?
Para que yo no sirva para allá.
Was that one of the outtakes, do you think?
Mm.
Are they all like this? I thought we had some where they say S and D.
I hope so.
This wallpaper's very good. My place looks like a ski lodge.
Why'd you force that mint on me? I told you I didn't want it.
Well, I didn't believe you.
How could you not believe me?
Who's going to turn down a junior mint? It's chocolate, peppermint. It's delicious.
That's true.
I'm beginning to realize these might be visual.
I told Charles to cut out all the visual ones. Charlie? Oh, Charlie
no.
Broyhill?
Oh, no.
He said that there was like 1,000 of them of Kramer walking through the door the wrong way. You cut out all the visual?
I did.
What are they laughing at here about the junior mints?
Yeah, it was when they were in watching an autopsy or something or some kind of surgery.
Right.
And they were opening up the body and they were talking about the junior mints.
Yeah, but what was... Has the blooper happened yet?
Oh, yeah. They've happened.
What was the blooper?
I couldn't tell either. I just put it on the reel.
That's good work, Charles.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks. Right.
The garbage can on the street. I didn't get a good time.
He's selling the car?
See, then you would talk.
There's an obvious blooper.
Right, there's the first blooper. Okay.
This city goes 100 miles an hour, and the whole weekend's over. Incredible. I can't believe all things just like that.
You know what it is?
Drake gave her the TV?
He gave her all the gifts.
What?
He's a bubble boy.
A bubble boy?
Yes, he lives in a bubble.
What's a bubble boy?
Well, I think Jerry just explained that.
All right, so that's another one, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
All right.
Boy. A bubble boy?
He lives in a bubble.
I'm sorry, my fault.
He's a what? He's a bubble boy.
A bubble boy?
Yes, he lives in a bubble.
Schmuck.
Hold it. Sorry, I said the wrong line. Nice to see you. I should have said
it. But we're rolling film right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, there's a show in progress.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, of course there is.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm,
really?
You don't understand.
Holy shit.
Yeah, hi, Buzz.
Yeah, though, you might want to dump that.
Why? What did he say?
Was there an
holy S.
Oh.
I didn't even notice it.
That's it. It's too late now.
Okay.
Hey, good job, Charlie Broyhill. Are you sure?
Yes.
Let me replay it, because I'll hit the button then this time. You pointed out to me.
Okay. Okay.
I was not... No. I'm still waiting for something funny to happen on this tape.
Yeah, I am.
Maybe
too.
Something funny just did happen. Let's see.
Hold it. Sorry, I said the wrong line. Nice to see you. I should have said
it. We're rolling film right now. Oh, yeah? Yes, it's a show in progress.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, all right. I hit the dump. I didn't.
It was very faint. It was kind of like, holy.
I didn't get it.
It was just in the back. I was listening for it that time. So anybody that was hearing it heard it the first time, but okay. It's hardly audible.
Julie's still laughing.
Okay.
Well, now I'm afraid to play the tape any further.
Did Charles beep it?
I told him to beep out all the nasty words. Charlie!
He said he just, I believe, the description of his job today, he simply put it on the reel.
No, I thought you were going to bleep out the dirty words.
I missed that one.
There you go. That's the kind of detail that has made this show the big success that it is. I would fire him, except he has to run the tapes after we go on to get on the plane today.
Yeah, if you're gonna fire somebody, make sure that they're expendable at the moment.
There's no point in going. Julia's laughing.
Okay, can we go?
No. Yes.
She's laughing.
Yes. No. We can go.
Okay. God, waste everyone's time.
Okay, here we go. Okay. All right. Yeah.
And now we'll open the peritoneal cavity, exposing the body's internal organs.
What do you mean?
Well, that was a great idea I had. I'll play that tape on the air. The Jerry Seinfeld bloopers.
There you go. Thank you.
Bravo! So then Burt Reynolds said,
yeah,
you know,
so,
the potential I thought was there. I thought they might be good. But
Charlie? Hey, Charlie.
Charles.
You know, I bet that there are some good ones. Are there any really good ones? What are you eating now?
Nothing right now. I'm getting ready to drink some water. I was eating rice.
What is the deal with this tape? Are there any good ones here at all?
No.
No, how come you didn't tell me?
I said I haven't finished watching it. It's not that good, but if you want it on a reel, I'll go ahead and put it on a reel for you. So, I'm sorry.
Masterful buck passing. Way to go.
Thank you, Charlie.
Oh, no, I take the blame when I gotta go.
All right.
Goodbye.
There he goes.
See, but I see. He thinks nothing is good, though. You know what I'm saying? I ask him anything. I go, "How is it?" Well, it's not that good.
And the thing about this, the thing about Broyhill, he won't lose any sleep over this. He's back to eating. You know what he's thinking about right now? He's not concerned. He's going to go eat his rice.
Do you care, Broyhill?
Yes.
He cares desperately,
I
Mike.
Do
you care deep down? Let me ask you another question. Is this type of thing the thing that'll upset you? Charles, is this the type of thing that will upset you?
I'm not going to sleep until you're happy.
That's the attitude. That is the attitude that has made you the number one gopher in America, Charles Broyhill. All right, we'll have a couple of days, I guess, when we're away from the studio and maybe someone else like Rob Spiewak, a much more trustworthy person,
mm-hmm.
can listen to the tape and find out if, in fact, there is anything worth hearing there.
They sounded visual to me.
Holy yes. Holy yes. We got to do a break. We'll come back. We'll do one more quick one before we get on the plane. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Instantaneously, I know this one.
Now, how do you distinguish this from the hamburger, from the peanut butter and nana, from the pork chop? What is this?
Catfish. This is catfish frying.
You're doing it every time.
I know Elvis's sounds, and I love these Elvis moments. I've been able to identify all of them.
You are Kreskin. You're my queen, man.
Uh-oh, here comes...
Oh, it's here Elvis. Comes, it's Elvis security.
Here comes Graceland security.
Buzz, what are they asking
Daryl,
here?
Daryl, mic this conversation.
Mic this conversation so we know what's going on. Let's make sure.
Turn it off right now.
Turn what off?
The whole thing right,
yeah. Right now? What?
Why?
Why?
What? Wait, no, we're broadcasting live back to Washington, D.C. as we speak, sir.
You're shutting us down? You can't shut us down.
Sure I can. This is private property.
Wait, we've got
don't
clearance.
We have some permit to be here?
We've got a permit to do our broadcast.
We paid money for satellite time. We can't just cut it off.
Yeah, we need it from a hired authority, sir. We
somebody
really
who
do.
Shaves.
Somebody perhaps who has actually shaved in recent history. We need it from a higher authority. We're doing a live broadcast back to Washington, D.C. Okay.
Hey, listen, whatever you do, let's not break away, folks.
Yeah, we're going to stay with this and find out what's going on. Sir, we were here. We were here 5 years ago and did the exact same broadcast at the exact same site. Okay. We had no problem, and we're doing our show.
Why
that's
is
going
there
back
a,
to what is the
why,
what
why
seems
there
to
a
be
problem
the problem
today?
No, we can't do that because we're kind of broadcasting on the air right now.
We kind of do a live show. I mean, if you want, we'll sit here for the next 2.5 hours and just have the stare down with you live on the air. We're not trying to be jerks. We just like to know what the problem is, please.
We're just having a happy little radio show, doing it broadcasting live by satellite back to Washington.
We can't turn it off.
We can't turn it off. There's a lot of money that's involved with this here. That's why we've gotten our permits to come down here and broadcast live.
Months in advance.
Months in advance. All right.
I answer to a higher authority.
Like the spirit of Elvis, the spirit of the king. Hi, Mage.
Mage, will you help us out on this?
Mage, come on. You've got a
few.
Who
is this gentleman here? Would you identify yourself? I'm Major Bill Smith. That's who I am. They all know me down here.
Yeah,
I'll guarantee
Bill
you
Smith,
that, baby.
That's right. All right.
They all know me. This guy knows me. Everybody knows me. What is your name?
Well,
I'm just like...
what have we done that's so bad today?
Well, that's what we're curious about. You know, anything that we've done, you can tell us on the air what we've done.
What have we done that's so bad?
And if you can't tell us on the air what we've done, then we wonder what we've done at all.
I'd like to know who the man is.
Yeah, I'd like to know who he is, too.
What is your name, sir?
Are you manager of one of the Elvis shops here?
Are you director of Elvis Presley Security for the shopping center?
What is your name?
Well, what is your function, sir? We're just curious.
This is the kind of radio drama that people have come to expect from the Don and Mike show.
You know, it's a little taste of the old days. It's a little taste of Disney, isn't it? This is amazing.
Do you know me? You don't know me?
Go ahead, Mage. Take it away.
Well,
Major
Bill like
Smith
to have
is defending
name.
Us. Right?
Do you mind giving your name? You don't care till you come down and tell the guys to go off the radio without giving your name?
Yeah, we're very curious as to why that is.
I know you're not Jack Soden.
Now,
I
folks,
don't think you're Todd Morgan.
I have to tell you now, a lot more security people are coming down here, including a lady with an Elvis pin, and we're just kind of curious as to what the problem is.
The problem is
we've been asked to shut off our broadcast, and we're on the air right now, live, going back to Washington. We were here 5 years ago. Did the exact same show in the same site, and this man came up and asked us to shut down our broadcast.
We just don't know why.
And we want to know why. We don't know why, and we're curious as to why that is, and he won't tell us.
We have all the permits and everything. Everything's been taken care of months in advance.
I have to tell you,
Hold on.
What have we done that's made us lose our permits?
We're interviewing this gentleman.
This gentleman's Bill Smith? Been part of our show for 7 years.
So?
Not on our property.
Is there a reason why he can't be
here? Hold on, Diana, hold on. Sorry. 5 years ago, let me tell you something right now.
But that's history.
Five years ago,
ain't going to cut it today, though.
You did not have Major Bill.
Sorry.
Major Bill is saying Elvis Presley's alive.
Major Bill was with us 5 years ago.
Is that a crime?
Is this the reason you're kicking us out, Major Bill Smith?
No, I understand from some of the fans that you've also said derogatory things about Elvis and made fun.
Oh,
never.
You're going to cut somebody off the air because they say Elvis Presley is alive? We sang a duet of Amazing Grace at 2 o'clock day before yesterday morning. Now, how about them apples?
Wonderful. See how funny it is?
I got to tell you, this is great radio. Lady, you're giving me the best radio you could give me. No. No, I'm not signing it off. I am not signing it off. You will have to call security, ma'am.
We're not
you will have to
off.
Chain me to get me out of here.
And I got
to
tell you something.
Aren't you
cute?
Yes, I am.
We're just having a fun little radio
show. We're just having fun.
Because of this, your media is getting such a bad name because of you guys.
Lady,
let me tell you something.
People like you that are giving us a hard time. We're just doing a radio show.
You're a little too uptight.
You're on our property.
You are so uptight. I could loosen you up. If you went out to dinner with us, you would love us by the end of the evening. You are way too uptight.
I would like to have some names. I would like to have some names because you say because Major Bill Smith is on this microphone. I've been on every microphone in the United States of America.
That's your freedom, sir. You're born under the First Amendment.
Okay. He's talking about Geraldo, man. He's talking about Geraldo.
Give me
some. This is amazing. Hey, is this great or what?
You have orders.
Oh, we're back on.
Hey, you got to admit one thing.
Stop it.
Hold on, folks.
That was me. Folks, I accidentally...
Don, I thought they, like, pulled the plug or something like that.
I accidentally put my finger on a button I shouldn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting live from across from Graceland. We're about to be thrown out of this joint.
No, we're not, Mike.
Well, these big guys are coming around in back of us right now. We're going to stay
somebody
until
get
the last
police.
Possible minute.
Hey, don't touch anything there, pal. Pal!
Yeah, that is our property. You can't touch our property.
Excuse me. Somebody call the police.
Get the police here.
Police!
We need police.
Police!
Police protection.
Police!
The Elvis Nazis are pulling us away.
Let me see if I can do a little play-by-play here.
Hello?
Oh, we're still on.
I would guess that we probably got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 8 security people, including
us. Police!
And now, yes. What? When was the last? Where was the last place we were thrown out of? I'm trying to think.
Disney World.
Yeah, it was Disney World. So now we're awaiting the
lady,
proper authorities.
You are way too uptight. What, Major Bill?
All right, now Mage is getting a little upset. Yes, Mage.
I've only heard one name around here, and that's Major Bill Smith. How about somebody giving me some names?
That's right.
I'd like to have some names of these people right here. In fact, I asked this man over here a while ago for a name, and he wouldn't give me a name.
So the deal is
ashamed of their name?
What they're trying to do, Don, is they're trying to stop our broadcast.
Here we go. Listen.
And hold on.
We're doing a show and we have Major Bill Smith there.
And there's the guy.
Pal, don't touch that microphone.
Okay.
I am not intimidated by your boys. I am not leaving. Call the police.
Now we are waiting with the security here as the store security people surround our little broadcast site live from Memphis, Tennessee. Broadcasting directly across the street from Memphis. And Diana is doing
Todd Morgan's got something. I think this is Todd Morgan.
Todd Morgan. All right. And can I say something, Don? I think at this point that our relationship with everybody is probably at its high point right now.
Well,
absolutely.
Now, I want to say while we're still on the air, we have done nothing. We have done absolutely nothing today.
We were
These tight asses coming over and pulling our plug.
We were sitting here doing our little radio show, talking to the Mage, and all of a sudden this guy came up out of nowhere.
Diana, don't let him get in there.
And said, shut it down.
Now, here's the deal. Hey, don't touch that.
We're waiting for the proper legal authorities here.
Excuse me. Hey, listen to this now. Hold the microphone, please.
We are awaiting the proper authorities as Diana is wrestling with these guys.
Is the wireless on?
We got both of them on? Can we get both?
You're on, Don.
I can't hear anything, boys.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Cameron, are we on the air?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Cameron, we're now talking to you via telephone. What has just happened is a truly ugly moment. As Diana was trying to protect the WJFK transmitter plug from being pulled, these big, burly men threw her out of the way and pulled our plug.
Now, wait a minute. Now, they roughed you up a little bit, didn't they, Diana?
Yes, they did. They roughed me up, and I've got burns from them trying to yank wires through my legs. Yeah.
Now, we're still staying here, and we're staying here until the proper authorities get here, because this so far, we did not do anything wrong. We were doing our broadcast. We were having very pleasant conversations with people, and all of a sudden, this guy resembling Beaver Cleaver came over and basically instructed us to shut down.
Oh, now this guy's going to tell us to get off the telephone? This is great radio at its peak.
Somebody clear the security out of here.
All right, boys. See you later. Hey, good job. Job well done, security guys. Job well done. You beat up a woman. Nice going. Are you okay, Diana?
Yeah, I'm fine.
No, tell me the truth. What happened?
They roughed me up. Did they rough me up? These people here can verify it. And they practically knocked this poor woman down when they're trying to...
We have witnesses. The crowd is on Diana's side. They roughed her up.
What was that?
Call a lawyer.
Call Simons and Kirk.
Simons and Kirk right now.
We got a friend. We got a lawyer. Well, listen, folks, I guess this is effectively the end of today's broadcast from Memphis.
I got to tell you something. We were down here doing our show, having the same good time we always have in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee, and this guy, for absolutely no reason, came out of the blue and told us to shut things down. And, well, what an interesting day it's been, Don.
Mike, I think that this can all hinge to the crazy woman in the yellow shirt. Listen to what's going on now.
Hold on. Now there's a lady that's yelling at Diana right now, a very large woman. I would say if you were a betting man and you were going to go up weight against weight, you wouldn't want to do it with this woman.
I'm so angry, I could take her.
Oh, now Major Bill wants the phone.
What
I thought I was scaring these people to death down here, but I didn't realize. Five years ago, they put five policemen and three horses on me. This time, they come down here, and it's all because the Major Bill says that Elvis Presley is alive. Man, wait till I talk to Elvis Presley. I won't tell this dude, man.
How the hell did Hello, are we still on? How the heck did Major Bill get the phone? Is this still on the air? We're finding out right now.
You're still on.
Wait a minute. Are we still on?
You're still on, Don.
Okay, we are still on the air.
You know, I got to tell you, normally you find controversy with umpiring decisions in the World Series, world affairs, political events, but I've got to tell you, the controversy today exists at Graceland here in Memphis, Tennessee, in the shopping center, and Major Bill is blowing a gasket.
Major Bill is yelling something about Al Gore, Dan Quayle, Tipper Gore. What about them, Mage?
It sounds like Quayle and Tipper Gore going at it down here today. But I'll tell you what, I've never seen a radio or a TV show emulate from Graceland that's caused
emanate, there you go, man.
Take place. But this is something.
Thank you, Major Bill. Well, I've been told by Daryl that we're still on now. We've been given 15 minutes to pack our gear and get out. At this point, we're going to terminate our Graceland broadcast. And for the next 2 hours, you'll be listening to, hell, I don't know, music, best of, something like that.
Hey, Don, we have...
When we get to a decent payphone or an opportunity, we will call back and give you a report on what has transpired today. But if you just tuned in, we have been thrown out of the Elvis Presley Shopping Center with our little broadcast, our little WJFK family thrown out across the street from Graceland. Yeah, we were planning on sticking around for another couple of hours, but no, they've thrown us out, and here comes security.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Blitzer, for God's sakes.
Let's stay. I think we should stay on the air until we get thrown out of here.
All right, we're going to stay with this now. Major Bill, as I speak, is addressing the crowd, much like Jerry Falwell.
Major Bill resembling some of those street sermon people you see on the streets of New York City.
Well, now we have a tough decision to make. Do we stay here and fight it out via telephone? Because all I got to do is pull the phone plug and we're dead.
That's right, but I think it's really worth it staying on the air here and letting everybody know what's going on.
What's that?
Satellite's still running. Nothing's going into it.
So we still have the satellite time. All right, well, then let's break for commercials. Well, no? No, you don't think that's a good idea, Daryl? Tell me, what, Daryl?
I said they will eventually find the phone lines in the back of the building and yank the plugs.
All right, well, then we'll stay live as long as we can.
Let's stay live, and really, you know, I mean, much like Bernard Shaw in Baghdad, we are going to stay with you as long as we possibly can. The updated version is this. They have pulled the plug on our system down here, but we do have phone line communication, and the security personnel here at the Elvis Presley Shopping Center, including a very, very mean lady, attempting to throw us off the premises, and we're a little surprised at the whole thing, but then again, nothing surprises me after this many years.
Well, to recap, Mike, we're doing our happy little show here. Suddenly a woman came over and screamed, "That's them." The security people came over, told us we were kicked out. Then Diana very bravely stood in front of the plug that contained the juice for the WJFK radio station.
I want to compliment Diana Silman, our producer, who sacrificed her body as those big burly security guards were attempting to pull the plug. She sacrificed her body, threw herself in front of them, and because of that, received some injuries.
And folks, this is like something you would see on Cops, maybe Rescue 911. Maybe you heard it as one of the ruffian security officers came over and attempted to take the microphone out of my hand.
Don, now a woman has come up to me and said that we could both tend to lose a few pounds, and that's why it's such a special moment here. The several irate people that are bursting through the crowd, including the woman who challenged Diana to a little duel a little earlier.
Hey, is that the woman that... Hey, lady! she could stand to lose a few pounds herself.
Well, there are a lot of people down here, including ourselves, who could stand to lose a few pounds, but that's not the issue, Don. The issue is we're being thrown out of the Elvis Presley Shopping Center, and I still, to this moment, don't know exactly why.
All right, folks, listen, in case our lines of communication are cut, as Daryl tells me they will be any moment from now, let me give that Prodigy number again. It's KBT G47B if you want to communicate via computer in case we don't come back.
And can I say I am so thoroughly disappointed that this all had to happen before you and I were able to take our wireless microphones across the street and find the Elvis cured my hemorrhoids part of the wall.
Can I just say that if Elvis Presley were alive, Elvis Presley would not appreciate the way Don and Mike have been treated today at Graceland.
It's the brotherhood of entertainment, Don, and Elvis would recognize us being entertainers that we're just trying to do the best kind of radio that we possibly can, and I tell you, he would frown upon all those security personnel.
Well, I guess what we're going to do is tough it out.
I think really
one telephone and six people here sharing it.
I think really the best thing to do, what I really think we should do is just basically wait till we get arrested for being on the property. I think now I know you gave me a little discouraging look there, but what the heck, you know? I think this is it's those moments that you have to stand up and fight for your rights.
Now, Mike, a very odd happening is occurring. As we are speaking, we are repowering. As we speak now, we are covertly turning back on the WJFK transmitter and turning back on the microphones that they came over and turned off.
I think we should actually secretly do the broadcast, maybe not put the headphones on, and just casually begin the broadcast again.
And I'm all for, you know, First Amendment rights and Fifth Amendment rights, but for God's sakes, I don't want to go to jail because I was kicked out of Graceland. I'm afraid you'll be going to jail by yourself tonight.
Well, you were in jail the last time we were here in Memphis. I can understand what you're dealing with, but I'm willing to go to jail for the good of the show.
Well, Mike, as a hardened criminal, somebody who's been arrested in Memphis before for a traffic violation, nonetheless, I can tell you how tough the Tennessee prisons are.
Are they tough? You were playing poker with the cops down here the last time when you had that little driver's license problem.
All right, so they're really not so tough. Now I see more security guys. Hey, let's see if Buzz Burbank can give us a recounting of what's happened in his own new style. Here's Buzz.
Well, as near as I can tell, this started when some people were escorting a woman who appeared to be mentally disturbed walking past the broadcast. The people who were escorting this woman felt that the broadcast exacerbated her condition somehow, aggravated her condition. They were so upset by it that then I think it was they who reported this broadcast to security. I don't know how much of the broadcast they were able to pick up. Apparently, the tone of the broadcast disturbed them somewhat, but moreover, the person they were escorting, the woman described earlier as the woman in the yellow shirt, who appeared to be mentally disturbed, was further aggravated in their estimation by the presence of the broadcast. It was their report to security that brought the officials down on us, and that's the best I can tell from this point in Memphis.
Good job, Buzz. Now, not only are we in trouble because of the obviously mentally disturbed woman in the yellow shirt, and hey, if she's mentally disturbed, what is she doing walking down the street yelling at us, okay? She started it. Am I not right about that?
Yeah, and of course, Don and I, not being mental health professionals, we were unable to properly identify that particular fact. We simply thought she was one of the more overzealous Elvis enthusiasts down here that occasionally have a little problem with the tone of our broadcast, and really, the tone, not necessarily the detailed content.
Also remember, as they said, it wasn't only the tone, it was the fact that Major Bill Smith was appearing with us. What? Yes, Daryl?
What? Here comes a police car.
All right, Mike, are you ready? Attica! Attica! Hold on, is the police car coming in here?
Let me say that I do see a police car. I saw him come around the corner, but the lights are not on. I don't think the guns will be drawn either. You know, we're not dealing with a major offense here. We're just trying to figure out why they had to go and do this, because I am sure how many radio shows, we did this a long time ago, also there have been radio shows here for a long time. If they have a trouble with our tone, wait a minute, Buzz has an update.
We are now looking for the piece of paper, the letter from Graceland that gave us permission to be here. We have written permission from Graceland to be here, and we intend to present that to the police when they arrive.
Oh, well, we don't have it?
I got a number for the Beckwith people and a contact here at Graceland.
What? Yes, Diana, give me the excuse on this.
No, there is no excuse, but Dan has the letter back at the station, and he can fax it to somewhere down here. We can still prove it.
I don't think they even have fax machines. They're so bass-ackwards down here.
I agree with you. I think we're actually going to be here without a legal document saying we should be on the property. And I say, Don, we're going to spend the night in jail. And you know something? It's something I've never done. I've really looked forward to it.
I'm not spending the night in jail, I'll tell you that.
What's the matter with you? What's the matter? Where's that old fire?
Oh, Diana's got the form?
I got it right
here. All right, let me read it. Dear Diana Sillman, thank you for your facts, and this is from the Beckwith Company in Los Angeles. As we discussed, we will be pleased... Yes, Buzz. Oh, as we discussed, we will be pleased to work with you on your Friday, August 14th broadcast from Memphis from 1 till 5. As you know, no broadcasting or taping is allowed on the Graceland grounds. We will, however, be happy to provide you with space and a table with chairs in Graceland Plaza directly across the street from the mansion. Phone lines and all equipment are your responsibility. Please have the phone company contact Ms. Debbie Johnson. Oh, they're going to... What was that?
The telco guy's going around back to cut your wires.
Oh, no. I love you, Frida. I love you, boy. I won't let them get it out of me. Frida, if I have to spend a night in jail for your husband, I will do so gladly. So long, everybody. Anyway, the letter is from the Beckwith... Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? The Memphis police are here. The police are here, for God's sakes. Hi, well, we're all kind of in charge together. We don't want to cause any problems. Okay, he wants to speak to someone in charge. That would be Diana.
Diana right now is going to speak to the local Memphis authorities as we continue to talk to you on the telephone. We have been informed by one of our satellite guys down here that they're actually going to shut down our phone lines. We're not sure. Daryl, you stay here. Daryl, you stay here. We need somebody to monitor whether we're going to be on the air or not. Are we still on the air broadcasting live?
Yeah, you're on the air, guys.
I hope we are. Daryl. Let me just take this minute before we go off the air. Let me just say, Daryl wanted to run after Diana to make sure she's okay. I'm sure she's fine, but Daryl, I wanted to take this moment to point out, when I called their room this morning, she was in the bathtub, and he was shaving at the same time. Maybe that's why he sprinted after her like that.
Elvis was my friend.
How do you know he's alive? Have you seen him? Did you eat with him? Did he stay over at your house?
I have supported Elvis for the last 5 years. He doesn't have any money, and I've supported him for the last 5 years.
But have you seen him? Could this be someone on the phone that's just milking you?
Oh, no. No.
How do you know it's Elvis?
Well,
have you physically seen him?
I've physically seen him many times over the last 16 years.
Okay.
I said I knew about what was going to happen in 1977, May of 1977.
And he died in August.
He's supposed to die in August, yeah.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show. Washington and Baltimore's Super.